Shifting gears now, earlier this year, Senators John Warner and Joe Lieberman took a stab at regulating America's greenhouse gases with a cap and trade bill. Of course, you know, it crashed and burned in the Senate. But now 10 eastern states have united and tackled the problem themselves, and they've joined forces to form a group called the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGI for short. Last week, they put out over 12 million carbon emission permits on the auction block, and power companies were scrambling to buy up the permits to pollute. So the states wound up with a lot of cash in the bank. But what are they going to have to do with it? And is this a local action enough to clear up the skies? And why do states have to do this and not the federal government? Joining me to talk about the greenhouse gas auction is Peter Iwanowitz. He is director of the New York State Office of Climate Change, also chair of the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative Auction Committee. He joins us from the state capital, Albany, New York. Welcome to Science Friday.
My pleasure to be here. Thanks.
Were you happy with the outcome of the auction?
Yeah, we were pleased. You know, for the first time ever in the U.S., a regional effort like this has been unfolding, and we actually, for the first time ever in the U.S., we auctioned off CO2 emissions allowances. It's never been done before in this country, so we were actually very pleased with the initial startup of the auction. Mm-hmm. We have a follow-up auction coming in December before any power companies have a compliance obligation starting in 2009, So far, so good in our eyes.
Why do 10 states have to do this? Why do the states have this and not the federal government?
Well, it actually started 5 years ago, and it was sort of a reaction to what happened in 2001 when the Bush administration took a reversal of course and decided not to participate in the Kyoto Accord. There was some frustration here in New York, and New York State created a climate change task force that recommended dealing with the power sector first, and then after that recommendation, then Governor Pataki issued a letter to the northeastern state governors calling on them to come together. First meeting of staff was actually September 11th, 2003. And since that time, staffs across the region have been working on the fine details of the regulations and the auction platform, meeting with stakeholders and nearly two dozen meetings of stakeholders have transpired. So it's been a long time in coming, but I think it's just a typical reaction of states filling the void in the presence of federal inaction. It's been historic over many different environmental issues, acid rain being another one. So the states decided we're going to lead. And notwithstanding the sort of demise of the Lieberman-Warner bill, the states decided to continue to move ahead.
Mm-hmm. The cap of 18 million tons is actually higher than the emissions were last year, right?
In New York State, we have a cap of 64.3 million tons. That's sort of within the overarching regional cap of 188 million tons. Actual emissions are a little bit lower than that if you look at just 1 year's worth of data for 2006. And 2007 creeps upward again. So the actual power plants covered by this are emitting a little bit less due to we haven't had as many extreme heat waves in the Northeast as we had in the early part of this decade. But also with oil prices being high, power plants that can burn either oil or natural gas are actually burning more natural gas, which is a lower CO2 emissions rate. So we're seeing pricing signals also driving down CO2 emissions.
Do you think this is going to make any real difference, any real dent in the larger problem?
You know, any CO2 you remove from the atmosphere now is going to make a difference. Carbon dioxide emitted today, a third of it is going to be around 100 years from now. So all we can do to reduce emissions now, sending the right price signals, setting up a cap-and-trade program where people have to actually buy permission to pollute, that will drive down CO2 emissions right away. Is it enough? Certainly not. It's a good first step on the pathway to what we hope will be a national cap-and-trade program, and indeed linking a national program with other efforts that are already underway across the globe. Mm.
Do you think more states are now going to start programs like this?
Well, we've already seen, after REGI was created, we've seen the creation of a Western Climate Initiative. They are going to take the cap-and-trade program a bit beyond the power sector, so we're not only seeing other regional efforts grow up, they're going to be expanding upon our initial concept. Western Climate Initiative have their design elements out there of what they aspire to reach, what they would like to do for auctioning. You know, if the federal government doesn't act, we in New York envision linking our scheme in the Northeast with the Western Climate Initiative. And there's also in the heart of coal country in the Midwest, a bunch of governors got together just about a year ago and committed to doing a regional program in the Midwest involving pretty big coal-intensive states like Illinois. So we're really encouraged by the progress we started 5 years ago, the fact that we've got an auction up and running and a cap-and-trade program ready to be effective in January. Now you're seeing these other regions come together, too. Mm-hmm. So if the federal government doesn't get their act together, states are going to continue to do this stuff.
Mm-hmm. This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News. I'm Ira Flatow talking with Peter Iwanowitz, who is director of the New York State Office of Climate Change. Give us an idea, for those of us who don't know what a cap-and-trade system is, how it works.
Sure. What happens is we have a regulation that caps, I mean, sets a limit on the amount of emissions that a power plant can belch out. In this case, we're setting a cap on the overall emissions of carbon dioxide. So this is a permit condition. They can't exceed above sort of this cap. There's just not any more left in it. So over time, our cap gets reduced, so making it more and more difficult for power companies to continually to belch out what they're currently doing. The trade portion is sort of like what happens back and forth when you either have more allowances than you need and you sell them to somebody who needs them, or if you have less, you have to actually go out and buy them in a sort of a trading system. Mm-hmm. This has been going on for about 15 years under the acid rain cleanup program.
Right.
We've taken a little bit different twist with this cap and trade approach because we're actually, instead of handing away allowances based on power plant's historical emissions, we're now saying you have to come to either an auction or go to a secondary market, like a trading floor, and purchase these limited authorizations to emit or a CO2 emissions allowance.
Hmm.
And that's a little bit different. And the new twist is involving states actually auctioning off these pollution emission allowances.
And the states that sold shares made $39 million in the auction. Where does that money go?
Well, there's 10 states in the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, and all states participated. Six had their regulations done and ready to go. So those six states offered up their tons for sale last week at an auction. The proceeds then flow back to those six states, and it's nearly $40 million worth of funds. And the states have committed to use those proceeds for things like additional energy efficiency, programs to do low-income weatherization, to fund more deployment of robust renewables like solar and wind, and do other innovative non-carbon technologies so that we can not only put the money back to the public that has now been generated by these auction proceeds, but we can fund things that will further drive down energy consumption and thereby reduce even more CO2 than just the cap would.
Mm-hmm. So you think it's a very promising beginning here?
Yeah, we're pleased with the start. We think the actual auction was robust and we had a fair number of participants. The fact that there were clamoring for more than four times the allowances that we were putting out for sale and
wow.
The clearing price being set by the power companies, because most of the allowances were purchased by the power companies, that really is a good sign that we have a good, robust market that we've designed and a very good auction design as well.
Well, Peter, thank you for taking time to be with us today.
No, my pleasure. Good. I really appreciate going over the details of this important program.
You're welcome. Peter Iwanowitz is director of the New York State Office of Climate Change, also chair of the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative Auction Committee.